Okay, 6788.
Your show will go live in 5 seconds.
Hello, turn me down in the back.
Yeah.
2.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
One.
Yeah.
All right, so I just want to touch on the subject that you said in your last video about the
we're not situation. Talking about the last video. We're not talking about Cardi. No, we're not doing that. 5553, we're going to talk about, we're going to stay on topic.
Yo.
Hi. Hi. Yes.
What's up, how you doing? Okay, so I'm going to try to be like as possible. Wendy Williams, that's her show. Her name is on the show. That's the show, period. It's her name. Nobody can replace the aura, the environment that she brings to the show. There can be copycats, like, you know, what was that actress that was on, I'm sorry, that comedian that was on the show that everybody seen to love and like? I forgot her freaking name. But the black girl.
Sherry Shepherd?
But, yeah, Sherry Shepherd. Everybody was in love with her on the show, but she's not a Wendy Williams. Number two, Wendy Williams hasn't been breaking down since, you know, I would say since her husband and her went through all that bull crap. She's been slowly, you know, going away and slowly but surely going away ever since that happened to her. You know what I'm saying? So at this point, I don't think that she's coming back to the show. You know, I pray and wish she does, but she's such in bad condition mentally and physically. I don't think she has it in her to come back to the show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it almost feels like we at this point just thank God. I mean, she's almost done we're going on a full year or you know a full season without Wendy. I don't even watch the Wendy Williams show no more. Do you?
I'll be real with you. No, I don't. I don't. I don't like the at one point they had up the Remy Ma and Fat Joe. That was a horrible show. I saw a piece of it. They're not good for that environment. They're not gossipy. They're not snappy like she would be. It wasn't good. So I haven't watched it since then. You know what I'm saying? I feel like right now, but Wendy, my opinion is, come back to the show. Say, right now, it's my last show. I love you all, and I'm done. That's it. Like bow out, not bow out, but retire and just enjoy your life at this point because she's been through so much crap. Just bow out of the show. Let it go and just enjoy your life. Cause I feel like she's fighting to hold her title as that girl in media. We like at this point, Wendy Williams, you have your name. We know who the fuck you are. I'm sorry. We know who you are at this point, Wendy. We love you.
Thank you. Okay. 4702, you're live on the air. Hello. Okay. 4702, you're live on the air.
Hello, can you hear me online?
Hey, yes. What's going on?
I'm good. Oh my God, I know I got through. Hey.
Hey, talk to me.
Oh, great. Okay, so listen. This is what's going on. I agree with what you said. Do I think it was DJ Booth? Unfortunately, I gotta bow my head down, yes. And I hate that because they were close. And if you watch, like, even his Instagram stories when they were hanging out, he loved her. I'm talking about not love, like in love with her, but he would say, like, that's my
he
girl.
Cared
like,
about
that's my
her.
Friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He really cared about her, like, definitely as a friend. He wanted to be that support system. He stepped in, volunteered to be like, I got your back. And I think it just got too much. And basically, even recently when she went on her hiatus, it's a screen record all over YouTube where he was talking about that. Like, I really want the best for her. So I don't necessarily think he sold the story. I don't know, though, because it's so much. I think he wasn't the only one there, so I don't want to put that on
but
him.
But I also feel like DJ Booth was hurt at the way that it went.
Yeah,
you could tell by the way that it went, it was unexpected. It was a blindside. And that's why he almost want people to say, okay, tell her. Lord, I hope she do tell everybody what's happening. And then if you listen to what I told you in the article, she cut everybody off that was there. And then when Andy Cohen asked her about DJ Booth, she did not respond.
Yeah.
She didn't respond.
I think, yeah, that's a good point. He could do it out of hurt because you could tell he was hurt. Even when people was asking about it on his live, you could tell he was still hurt because he cared about her. And because they used to hang out, yeah, you brought up a good point. It's just so sad because at the end of the day, like I told somebody, because it's all over the blogs, like I told somebody on Instagram, the messed up part about it, as much as I believe this, They could have kept this only because it happened 2 years ago. And on another note, this lady was on the verge of really getting better. And I just feel like this was like a huge setback. It seemed like it's almost like a conspiracy. I'm not saying this girl is, she is not innocent by far. She's nowhere near perfect. But I just feel like when she's on the right road, it's like somebody is waiting to tear her down. It's no coincidence that she's getting better and this comes out. And it's funny because they were sitting on this tea all this time when the contract was still good and she had all this time left. But now when the time is almost up, it's coming out. So I'm like, is it Boop or is it the show? I don't know.
But what I told you today, she's not talking to the show either. So maybe that's what it – maybe it's the show too because she's not communicating.
That story came out after this one came out. So maybe when all this – the shit hit the fan, she was like, I'm out.
Yes, thank you. 5560, you're live on the air.
Hi, Amon. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, so I wanted to talk about the whole Kanye situation.
Okay.
Just with him and Kim, I think that they are playing a game of ping pong, like, with the public. I think that they are both calling paparazzi and setting up these photos for these staged, you know, lovey-dovey pictures with Pete Davidson and with Julia Fox. I mean, like, they've got, like, let me not say complete nobodies, but, like, are you following Pete Davidson? Are you following Julia Fox?
No, right?
So I think that they're both doing it for attention, just like, you know, for publicity, and then also just to get back at one another. I think Kanye is definitely kind of doing more than Kim. Julia Fox, she sounded crazy in that interview talking about how you met somebody 5 days ago and, like, you're so in love. It just seemed like a complete mess. In regards to the Wendy Williams situation, I agree with other people saying that, like, she just needs to do a statement or something, or if it's just, like, coming on the show, whether that's in person or zooming in and saying, you know, I appreciate all of my fans who've stuck with me over the years, but my time has come to an end on this platform. Maybe if her health improves down the line, she can venture out into the podcast world. But other than that, I feel like, you know, of course, it's pretty much over, and they're really kind of trying to squeeze the blood out of a turnip with all of these different hosts. I don't know how that show is still on air with all of that confusion, but it is what it is, and that's all I have to say.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you so much. But I agree with you, what you were saying about Kanye, too. Thank you. Okay, let's take an – okay, and now here's the thing. I want to go back to that caller that cursed. And I think we're going to wrap it because I think everybody is just getting too crazy with the cursing. But I wanted to say this. It feels like people – the woman was talking about how this could be the show, could be Wendy Williams or, you know, because she's not responding or, you know, it could be the show. And people are trying to come take Wendy Williams down. Well, yes, from a moral and a fan and integral perspective, absolutely. I hear you. I see you. I agree with you. And I'm on your side because I'm a Wendy Williams fan. But you also have to ask yourself, if this was not Wendy Williams, what would Wendy Williams do? What if this was you? And Wendy Williams was Wendy Williams, guess what she would do? She would put it out. It's all fair game. You can't feel bad for Wendy Williams because Wendy Williams wouldn't feel bad for you. It's a part of the game. Let's take one more. 2936, you're live on the air.
Hey, Amar, can you hear me?
Yes, how are you?
I'm fine. Now, I'm a Wendy Williams fan myself. I've been watching Wendy Williams since she was in radio. And it was DJ Booth. That was
you believe
her,
it was DJ Booth, right? Don't you? Don't
yes,
you think
it
so?
Was, yes, it was DJ Booth. Because, you know, her and DJ Booth were so tight. He did everything with Wendy. And mm-hmm. she had like a gathering over her house. Because there was a couple of them over there at that time. Because that's been out. And then when she was at home in the kitchen doing her segment, when she was at home, every day she was dressing, getting less and less with her clothes. And then she started eating her food sexual.
Yes, she so was. Stopped. She was. Yes. She was. Hold on.
Yep.
You are so right. Because
yep.
then she used to have her boob
yep.
out. Then she would start eating the food real, and then she'd be looking
yes.
over at boob. Looking over
yes,
at Booth.
Yes,
yes she was doing that.
And she'll start slipping her top down, trying to show more cleavage and all of this and all of that. So I'm saying, Whitney is crazy. When they going to cut her from that? And that's when they start saying, no, 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 she can't do that.
yeah.
You know.
She
and,
was
and,
doing
and
that.
Whitney, they should have stopped Whitney a long time ago. Because Whitney every day was high or drunk or something. She couldn't remember names. She would sit there and stare. She would laugh. She was out of it. They should have stopped her a long time ago, and they could have saved Wendy. Right now, and that's my girl. I love me some Wendy Williams. Right now, she just need to take her time, get herself together. She don't need to come mm-hmm. back on that show. Get herself together, get her life together, and go on about her business. So she would set up on that stage, she'd keep raising up her dress. I'd be like, what's she trying to show?
Yeah, she was. She was doing that. I forgot about she was eating the food. She was eating the food like that, and then she was doing, and she would do the look over, and you know she was looking
yeah.
right over at Booth. I mean, think about who else.
Yeah.
Wendy Williams, if you're a real yeah. Wendy Williams fan, you know she's very meticulous yeah. and very picky. So everybody's not going to be at her house. Even she's the type of person that won't even invite her own mother over. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, she's that kind of person.
Yeah, because her and DJ Booth, they was tight. She let him come over. She said, he comes over here, he watched me eat and this and that.
Yeah,
she
would say that.
Booth.
And then she would tell
and
him, like, watch
so
me
hurt.
Eat. Look at me eat. Look at me. Look at me eat.
Yes.
Watch
yes,
me eat this.
Honey. And I miss my girl. I miss Wendy, but I'm praying, I'm praying, I'm praying that she get herself together. She
so
don't
wait.
Need to come back.
So let me really get into
back.
It. So let's talk about that. I'm so glad we talked about that. So boom. So bam. Now, with that being said, do you feel like DJ Booth is traumatized? Do you feel like DJ Booth is traumatized, number one? Or do you feel like DJ Booth can't speak out? Do you feel like he got paid off? Or do you think that he's going to speak out or what?
Well, when it first happened, he was kind of saying some things. Because remember when he
uh-huh.
said all of this will play out on TV. Y'all just watch. Because it
right.
hurt him that she fired him. And I think she paid, so there was some more people in that apartment, and I think she paid other people some money, but she was trying to scam DJ Booth.
Wow.
But he said, y'all going to see it play out on TV. He said, I hate it, but ain't nothing I can do. Watch me, y'all going to see it play out.
And you know what's what's the sad part, though? The sad part about this is, as a black man, right,
mm-hmm.
we care, but we don't really care. Now, had the roles been reversed, and this was Charlamagne or Joe Budden doing this to a female DJ, we'd be ending them. They'd be canceled. It'd be over. But because it's Wendy Williams, and it's a man, that same energy is not there. DJ Booth, if that was in fact him, he was harassed.
Yeah, he was. He was.
He was Bill Cosby, Harvey Weinstein, and all of that.
But, you know, she was harassing everybody come on her show. You remember she told the Brat, you wanted me? The Brat like, no. Did you see that part?
Mm-hmm.
When the Brat came on her show. And she told the Brat, you know you wanted me. The Brat said, no, you're not my kind of girl. Everybody was coming on Wendy was. She would pull up her dress all the way up. And I'm like, what is she trying to show?
But
she,
you see how it's okay for a woman to do that, but a man can't. But,
no.
But let's really think about it. DJ Booth, that was not cool. Like, do you really think he wanted her? And mind you, who knows? Maybe she was forcing him to take her to the movie. She was telling him, watch me eat. Look at me eat. That's,
yeah,
that's, she's got more money than him. That's a power move.
And DJ Booth was her friend. He tried to tell her things, you know what I'm saying? I don't think he wasn't using Wendy or nothing like that, but it really hurt his feeling when she let him go at her booth. And that's all because she, I guess, because he didn't want to give another. Throwing that wally all out there like that. I'm like, Wendy, come on, girl. And Tasha, you remember Tasha K had said all of this stuff, too.
Yes.
Said a lot of things, because when Tasha K was talking about, this was years ago, about her husband and Charlamagne and that guy that was on her show, eating, and his wife said that Big Cabin had the man. It was a man. Mm.
Yeah, it was, child. But thank you for bringing that other part up, child. I forgot about that. But yeah, I got that tea, too. Like, yes, girl. Mm-hmm.
She's on her, trying to eat her food, trying to eat it all sexy, like she's sucking on something. Or, oh, it was a mess. I'm like, Wendy, girl.
All right, girl. Thank you for calling in.
All right, baby. You take care.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye. All right, listen. Okay, guys.